Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry will share dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. The question of when and how much to computerize your business comes up over and over again as a company grows. Should you put in a fully integrated system when you're doing $250,000, $500,000, or $1 million in sales? When is the best time, and what will it cost? This month's tape will answer a lot of those questions. Gordon Oberg has been in the trades industry since the 80s. After spending 5 years developing a computer division for an HVAC distributor, he devoted 5 years to selling HVAC software and hardware solutions for dealers in a four-state area. Since early 1993, he has been active as a business consultant specializing in the trades industry. His clients have ranged in size from 2 employees and $200,000 in sales to 85 employees and $10 million in sales. As you can tell, Gordon has worked with companies of all sizes and will have lots of tips to share with us today.
In today's employee marketplace, there's a critical shortage of qualified people. I know that's no great surprise to you because we've all faced that from day to day. Like, where can we find good office people, good qualified technicians, good qualified installers? You as a business owner need to make the most informed decision possible when determining who to hire and when. Those same factors come into play when you are determining which computer system you should invest in and when. Running your business and deciding on this computer system is kind of like a ship sailing on a sea. You have to know the direction you want to take your business, for if you don't, any course will take you there. There are three main points to this tape, and at this point, if you don't have a piece of paper and a pencil in front of it, I want you to stop the tape, and I want you to get the piece of paper and the pencil. All right, now you've got the paper and the pencil, right? Here we go. Write this down. It's point number one. You need to know when to computerize your business. Point number two, you need to determine what computer system is best for your business. And point number three, you need to know how much you should invest in and how much it will cost your business. These are the three main points we're going to cover on this tape today. Going back to point number one, if you're typical as a business owner, there just doesn't seem to be enough time in the day. You're working from 6 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. 6 in the morning to come in before the phone starts to ring so you can take care of some of the fires you know are going to develop that day. 7 or 7:30, the office staff comes in, maybe some of the installers, maybe some of the technicians. You get them ready for their workloads for the day. Then your office comes in, the phone starts to ring, and the first thing that happens is Mrs. Jones is on the phone. She wants to know why your office hasn't called back to tell her when her furnace is going to be fixed. She just wants to know when the part is going to arrive. Well, your system that you have presently set up in your business doesn't allow you to get that information very quickly. So you need to go find out where the part is, what part it is, when it's expected, and then you need to call Mrs. Jones back and let her know. Meanwhile, Mrs. Smith has called, Mr. Thompson has called, all with various questions that seem to come into your office. These are the daily problems that require information, the kind of information that you need on a daily basis always seems to come up when it's the least opportune time because you want to get things done, but the phone won't let you. So let's assume that Mrs. Jones is on the phone and she's wondering where her part is that is going to be required to fix her furnace. And you meanwhile have to stop what you're doing in order to find out that information so you can get back with her and take care of her the way that customers should be taken care of. In the meantime, two or three other phone calls have come in. One of them is regarding an estimate that they're wondering where it is. One of them is a new sales call that they want to know if you can make it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. It seems that as if all the calls are coming to you. What is really happening is that the value system that's present in your company has not been communicated to everyone in the company. That's something that's very important to do, because your company needs to know, when I say your company, that's everyone that's employed in your company, needs to know how you want the customers taken care of, whether they be service customers, installation customers, or sales customers. It's important that this communication is a two-way street, that you are also responsive to the needs of your customers, which are your employees. One of the things that happens in your business is that all of a sudden you realize that you have two people on your staff in your office basically to provide information to your accountant on a monthly basis. Granted, they don't work for the whole month just to provide information to the accountant, but they do work 2 or 3 days a month to gather that information so you can send it over to the accountant, and the accountant will put it into his or her accounting package and then send it back to you. Basically, it's in a format that's a little different from the heating and cooling industry, but it's a format that's very familiar to the accountants. Another thing that happens with the information coming from the majority of accountants is that it's usually 2 or 3 months old. What kind of information is that? You know, you're trying to run your business on information that's old. That's a very difficult thing to do. You'll ask your people, well, why can't we get this information to the accountant a little quicker? And they'll say that they're too busy. They don't have time during the day to get this information gathered together. So what happens is this scenario. The information is being gathered on a daily basis, or at least on a two-day basis during the month, to gather to the accountant. Meanwhile, the phone is ringing, letters have to go out, et cetera, et cetera. And the information gets sent to the accountant, and he gets busy, or she gets busy, and the information gets delayed coming back to you. All of this is what is happening when you have manual systems in your business and you're getting ready to think about computerizing your business. Your mindset says, if I only had a computer system, I wouldn't have to deal with all these issues. When Mrs. Jones calls on the phone, anyone could answer her question about the part on order. Mrs. Smith is on the phone wondering when the technician is going to arrive. Anyone could tell her when the technician is due to arrive. If the customer is requesting a sales call, anyone in the office could take the sales call and make a promise to that customer, knowing the information that is present in the sales system, so that we could make a promise and keep that promise. The basic question, when we come to point number two, which is now what we are at, is determining what computer system is best for your business. Point number one, knowing when to computerize. And point number two, determining what computer system is best for your business. Here are the steps that are involved in this computer system process. I would suggest that you take a tablet, another one other than the one you wrote the three main points of this tape down on, and list the basic information that you're going to need to provide. You're going to need to provide your name, business name, address, city, state, zip, phone number, fax number, number of employees, and the mix of your business, whether your business is more residential replacement than it is service, and put some percentages on it. You're also going to need to provide who the decision maker is, whether it's a committee decision or whether it's a group decision, and what do you want the system to do. This is the basic information that you'll need to provide when you're starting the beginning process of determining what computer system is best for your business. The selection process of your computer system takes this road. I would suggest that when you're trying to determine which computer system to implement in your business, look at your trade magazines. Look in the back in the classified and display advertisements. Make a list of the computer software solutions that are present there. You're going to find there's about a dozen of them, and there won't be any prices in those ads, but I can assure you that they're going to run from, let's say, $700 to $50,000 or more. Also attend dealer shows, shows like the ASHRAE show or show like the Comfort Tech show, because they each have a software area where software vendors come in and display and have their goods and people that you can ask questions of their software in a non-threatening atmosphere. Also talk to your distributor or manufacturer's rep, because they know in the marketplace who's doing a good job with what system and what system seems to work. Make the list up of the software vendors, contact them using their 800 number or their websites, and request the information from them. The next step that's going to happen is the what we call the evaluation process. But before that can begin, you should write down exactly, in easy-to-understand terms, what you want the system to do for you and your company. As an example, if you want the system to control inventory, and that's important to you, write it down. If you want the system to provide a database for future sales, write it down. If you want the system to do your payroll, write it down. If you want your system to do service and sales invoicing, write it down. If you want the system to provide your financial statements on a timely basis, write it down. If you want the system to run Windows 95, 98 programs at the same time that is running this industry-specific software, write it down. These are all important criteria for determining what you want the system to do for you and your business. The next step is to invite the list of vendors in to your place of business or have an online demo. Online demo means using the World Wide Web. What usually happens on these online demos or the in-house demos is that the software vendors know exactly how to demonstrate their system. They make it look so easy, and they make it look like anybody could do this. Well, it's kind of like looking at or listening to a person playing a piano. It looks so easy. You could just sit down and play the melodies. Well, as we both know, it's not that easy. So what I'd suggest you do is when you have the list of vendors coming in and plan on taking between 1 to 3 hours for this demonstration, ask the people you're inviting in how long it takes to do a demonstration, and also plan your time accordingly. Invite the people into the demonstration that you want to attend that portion of the demo. As an example, if inventory control is one of your important concerns, then invite the person to sit in on the demo that actually is working with the inventory daily in your company. Before that person comes into the demo, though, have them sit down and write down a couple of concerns or things they want to see this software to do, things that they're presently having trouble with doing with on a daily basis in their job, or they're frustrated with, or they'd like to do better. Each of the areas are necessary for that: the sales invoicing part, the service dispatching part, the gathering of database information for the future marketing needs of your company. Those are all important areas to cover when the demonstration is put on. Here is something else I'd like to suggest you do in this evaluation process. The person doing the demonstration knows very well the information that they have in the system and can demonstrate it very quickly. However, let's say that job costing is a very important part of your company's concern. And you say, well, can your system do job costing? They say, well, certainly. Look at this. And they'll go through the job costing, et cetera, et cetera. You'll see exactly how it works. Well, you say to them, that's all well and good, but the person sitting in on the demo has brought a real job into the demo with a real job number, with a real customer name and address, city, state, and zip, real information as to what was installed at that place, including the cost and what you sold it for. My suggestion is that you provide that information to the person doing the demo and say, I just want to see how you open a job. Here's the customer's name. okay, this is the list of the material we used on the job. I'd like to see how you input that material. This is the list of the equipment we used on the job. And, oh, by the way, we bought a permit. I want you to show us how you handle that part of the job costing. If you do this in your demonstration and require that your vendors who are providing this demo to do the demonstration the way you want to, such as with your information, you'll get a much better idea of how their program works. As an example, specifically, if someone is demonstrating their dispatch program and you say, gee, that looks real nice, how do we invoice that service call? And they will say to you, well, that's another part of the program. Well, let's go ahead and invoice this call. Well, the person will say, well, no, we really can't do that. It's another part of the program. Cross it off. By that, I mean cross that vendor off, because you need to be able to see exactly how the software works in all areas of your business if you're going to make the most informed decision that you can. Once the demonstrations are done and your questions have been satisfied, and I'd suggest you have at least 3 to 4 vendors come in, whether it's an online demo or an actual demo at your place of business. Request proposals from them based on your needs, and they're going to say, well, how many workstations do you want? And you'll tell them, we want to be able to do Windows 95, 98 applications at the same time we're taking service calls, the same times we're invoicing, the same time we're doing payroll. We'd like to be able to have more than one person enter a customer in and check their accounts receivable balance. Those are the kind of things that they're going to ask from you when they are actually doing the demonstration or during the demonstration. And based on that information, they will send you a proposal back as to what that system is going to cost your company. The real trick here becomes in knowing how much should this system cost, how much are you going to be required to invest in it, and how much will it cost over a period of years. Here's some guidelines for you. This is point number 3, by the way. That's knowing how much your system is going to cost. You should plan on budgeting between 1% to 2% of your annual sales volume for the purchase of a computer system for your business. As an example, if you're doing $1 million worth of business a year, plan on budgeting between $10,000 to $20,000 for a system that will be designed for your industry and will adequately run your business. I found this formula to work in the range of companies doing, let's say, $1 to $5 million. What? You're saying you don't have a budget. Well, you need to have a budget. You need to plan for this expense. Let me give you some case histories, some recent interviews I conducted with people regarding their computer systems. Some didn't have a computer system, and some had computer systems, and they've had them for 8 or 9 years. The first case history that comes to mind is a dealer in the Midwest area who shared with me that his computer system purchase went like this. A salesman from the computer software vendor happened to stop into his place of business and left some information in the form of a brochure. The salesman followed up within 30 days and set up a demonstration. Based on the demonstration, he found out how many workstations a person wanted to have, and sent a proposal in within a few days for that system. The owner of the business met with the other individual, and they talked about the purchase of this system. The person who had arranged the demonstration said, well, the system looks like it's going to cost about $30,000. And the owner said, well, we got $30,000 in the bank. Let's just go ahead and do it. There was no references. There was no checking. Other applications in the industry. They bought that system for about $30,000. They've had the system about 9 years. They've upgraded it about 3 times since they've done that. Another case history is a person who has a system. And I said to the person, I said, what one thing would you have done differently about the purchase of your computer system? And the company said, we would have started earlier. We would have done it when we were a smaller company. They're now about a $5 million company, and they would have preferred to have had it done when they were about a $1 million company. It seems that the $1 million company, you know, has roughly 9 to, let's say, 10 or 11 people, and things aren't as hectic as they are when you become a 30-employee company. Another case history is a company that has just a basic PC in place. However, they get their accurate financial information from their accountant right now. They obviously have some good manual systems in place, and they're thinking about a computer system for their business. So I said to this person, I said, what are you looking for in a computer system to run your business? And the person first thing said, I want it to do inventory control. I want to know what parts are in the building, in the trucks. I want to know what the costs are. I want to know what my inventory dollars are. And I want to know which parts I need to reorder on a daily or weekly basis. I also want the system to do our payroll. And I also want the system to do job costing from the point of view that when a technician goes out to a job, I want to be able to tell the profitability of that technician and how many hours he is spending on that job. And if there's multiple technicians, I want to be able to track the multiple technicians' hours against that one job or work order. Another case history is a client who has had a computer system for a number of years. The question I asked of that client was this. I said, looking back, because hindsight is always 20/20, what would you have done differently about your computer system? And this client said, nothing. Everything is right. And I said, are you sure? And as he thought for a minute, and he said, no. He says, you know, you're right. One of the things we did wrong back in the beginning was we invested in a lot of DOS machines. And we wasted a lot of time trying to make those work for our business. What we were doing was taking off-the-shelf programs and trying to run our industry-specific concepts. So the decision we should have made earlier was to get industry-specific software. One of the factors that's involved in this, how much it will cost and over a period of time, is there's a concept that the accountants like to call acquisition cost and application cost. So let's assume that the system costs $10,000. That's how much you're going to invest in it. The accountants will tell you the application cost will be three times that amount. In other words, the $10,000 system is going to run about $30,000 in application cost in your business. So if your system's a $20,000 system, it's going to run $80,000 or 3 times 20 plus the original 20. Sounds alarming, doesn't it? But it's true. And these are based on case history and conversations with HVAC dealers in the Midwest area. Another factor that's definitely going to influence the costs of getting the system up and running is that most companies, because they are not very well manually organized, they don't set realistic time frames at all, and they don't have any realistic duties attached to those time frames. So consequently, they say, well, we want to get the dispatching program up and running, or we want to get accounts receivable up and running. We want to get customer information up and running. We want to get sales invoicing up and running. They need to take it in an orderly sequence because there are certain building blocks in the system. As an example, you can't do accounts receivable if you don't have the customer information in the system. Yes, you can add customers as you go along, but you need the customers in the system first. Then you do the sales invoicing, then it becomes an accounts receivable. So the first step is to enter your active customers into the system, and there should be a realistic time frame as to how long that is going to take. some of the vendor software companies will arrange to take your present data, if it's available on diskette, with ASCII 2 format, comma delimiters, and they can put the name, address, city, state, and zip and telephone number into your new system on the hard drive. Something happens when you decide to either put a new computer system in place or you decide to change the computer system you presently have. Change is an interesting word. I can share a story with you about a HVAC dealer in the Midwest who's now on his third different system in a period of 9 years. Think what that person has spent in acquisition costs and application costs, and he still does not have a workable system in his business. What happens when change comes along is that you'll find out very quickly that there are three kinds of people in the world: the can'ts and the wills and the won'ts. People are very resistant to change, and they're very comfortable in their own individual comfort zone. The people that do the best about implementing a new computer system or improving a manual system are the ones that say, "I don't understand it, but I will do it." If you get someone that says, "I can't do it," or "I won't do it," you need to take a real hard look at those individuals, work with them as much as you can, and try to get someone that says, "I will do it." It seems as if all this conversation is leading up to this concept. The end is not in sight. Rather, it is just the beginning, because what happens when whichever computer software system you put in place, that system will determine how you do your business on a daily basis. As an example, the kind of information you need off the daily technician's timesheets or the daily installer's timesheets will be the information that's required to do payroll for the system that you have. The information that you require to do service invoicing, the paper that you need filled out, is the paper that's going to determine how the system gets put in place. One of the interesting things about the hardware aspect of this whole concept is that, and this is a scary thought, but what you buy today is obsolete tomorrow because the technology is changing so fast. So buy the latest, greatest, speediest, if that's a word, computer system you can, because 18 months from now, you'll be able to buy that same unit for about half the price. This whole system process is just the beginning. You have the acquisition cost, the application cost, but there are continuous upgrades to your hardware and software. There's continuous training, whether it's done on a regional level or in-house or online, and there's continuous support activities. Speaking of support, support is very important when you decide on the vendor you're going to deal with. Vendors have different way of dealing with support. I'm going to discuss three basic different software vendors. I won't mention them by name. But one vendor, you can call them on the phone, and you'll get a warm, live human being right now that'll handle your problem. The second one, you'll call on the phone, a person will answer the phone, and you'll be put into their dispatching queue, and someone will call you back. One of the questions you need to ask in your evaluation process is, how long does it take to get support? And you need to have an acceptable time frame. Because if you're in the middle of doing payroll and it's Friday afternoon and you need to get the checks out, you don't want to hear from the vendor, "Well, I'm sorry, there's no one in the office," or "It's going to be 3 or 4 hours before we get back to you." What you need is an acceptable time frame of support for that activity. And write that down when you are in the initial demonstration process as to what their actual response time is for support. In conclusion, even if all of the information presented on this tape is absolutely correct and your company makes the best decisions possible regarding timing, selection, systems, purchase, application, implementation, ongoing training, support, hardware, software developments, the constantly evolving marketplace, and human resource factors in your business are going to stretch your company resources to the maximum. However, don't give up. Set the sails of your company. Stay the course. Ride out the storms and continually ask yourself, how can we improve this process, and is this really necessary?
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. A postage-paid response card is also enclosed. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.